Hello, and welcome to Healthy Bites, an all-encompassing podcast about your health from the Audrain County Health Department. Each week, we hope the information you hear on this show from a variety of experts in Audrain County, the state of Missouri, and the world will positively impact your health and your health decisions. We appreciate you taking the time out of your day to give us a listen. Now, on with the show with your host, Chris Newbrough.
Thanks and welcome to another edition of the Healthy Bites podcast here at the Audrain County Health Department. I'm your host, Chris Newbrough, and joining me today, I have Mr. Jake Kettle. He is the director of Ellis Fischel Cancer Center Service Line in Columbia, Missouri. Jake, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing good, doing good. We wanted to bring you in because we've started a partnership here at Audrain County Health Department with you all, and that is dealing with cancer screening. Can you kind of give me a little synopsis about what we're doing here?
Yeah, so Audrain County and Ellis Fischel Cancer Center, we've had a good partnership going back many years. We come here routinely with our mobile mammography unit.
Right.
We wanted to continue to build on that relationship. I think from a cancer center perspective, we realize there are significant disparities in health outcomes when we look at rural communities compared mm-hmm. to their metropolitan counterparts. Mm-hmm. And it is vital for us.
And is that because of ease of access?
Yeah, it's access. It is knowledge. It is, and access goes in all kinds of different ways. So,
right.
Is it access to primary care? Is it access to screening? Is it? We also know there's higher rates of tobacco use and those things that factor in. So
sure.
Great follow up on that. And one of our key missions is to close that gap. We
right.
want our rural patients that we serve and care so deeply about. We want to see them have just as good of outcome as their metropolitan counterparts. When the Craig Brace reached out to me, summertime last year, mm-hmm. There's this opportunity we can maybe rebuild a program that used to exist
right.
in this area and do it in a partnership with MU Healthcare. It was really exciting because, again, we know part of closing that gap is access, it's education.
Dr. Ned Rhodes, who was here at Audrain Medical Center for years, actually started at Ellis Fischel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
piece of
he
it.
He was the I think he was the director. Don't quote me on that, but I think he was the director
okay.
of the center over there before he came back to Mexico.
Gotcha.
So the connection there with Ellis Fischel goes
way back.
Yeah,
even farther than understood. Yeah,
right.
That was that's something Craig has shared with me a lot. Is there's a very fond legacy of Dr. Rhodes' clinic and how he
right.
provided those services and a key part of what we want to bring back.
And as I say, that's what you guys are about too, is caring for the community, and you want to get that back.
Absolutely.
Because we lost it when the hospital closed. And so Ellis Fischel stepping in to fill a void that is sorely needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and we'll talk more specifics about what the clinic
sure.
looks like here in a moment, I'm sure, but it's not as simple as seeing a flyer that says, hey, you should get cancer screening.
Right.
That's such a sensitive topic.
Right.
Because people are afraid to get bad news. They don't want to plug in. It's easier. Ignorance is bliss sometimes.
Yeah.
So this is part of why we want to have a really meaningful way to provide that education and just have those meaningful discussions about what prevention efforts look like. What screening efforts look like and what it means to get screened. You know, prostate cancer is a great example. You really need to have a thorough discussion about what are you going to do with those results. It's
mm-hmm,
not just
mm-hmm.
a simple screening that's, it's very different than, say, your every 6 month dental cleaning.
Right.
That's kind of an in and out. Well,
not worry about it too much.
Yeah, exactly. when you have a cancer screening, there's a probability that they're going to find undiagnosed cancer. I mean, that's the point of it.
Right.
But that's a pretty sensitive topic, too. And so,
sure.
That's really the part where we wanted to really provide and fill in that gap, more than just education, but a real meaningful relationship.
Well, you brought up in the rural areas. Is there a higher incidence of cancer in the rural areas because of the access to care and maybe because of that?
So I think...
Are there other factors, too?
Yeah, I think there's other factors, too. I think the two things we would call out is there is a higher incidence of predominantly tobacco-induced cancers.
Okay.
So head and neck cancer, particularly from chewing tobacco and smoking, and also bladder cancer for or lung cancer and bladder cancer for higher incidence of smoking. So we know that exists.
Right.
Breast cancer incidence rates, I'm talking from memory, but I think I'm going to be pretty close. Pretty similar. What we see is there's a breast cancer is diagnosed later at later stages.
Right.
And so that's a real reflection of access problems, access to getting the mammograms and things like that. Again, why it's so important that we bring our mobile mammography unit here to Mexico.
Right.
I think the other pieces that play involved is clinical trial access.
Nice. Okay, so, yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, so most rural patients, you know, at least if you look across the country, it's much farther for them to travel to an academic center that's going to have robust clinical trial access.
Sure.
And the great thing about clinical trials is that is your one pathway to do better than standard of care. And so if you want to do better than what's the best currently available, the only way to do that is to be in a clinical trial. And so that's another piece of this puzzle that, we focus on. It's kind of beyond our discussion today,
but
absolutely important. So I'm glad we got a chance to talk about that.
Yeah, sure, exactly. But let's talk about the clinic itself here.
Yeah.
What are we doing? What's the setup?
Yeah, so there's basically a three-part piece of the clinic.
Okay.
The first segment is going to go and review any concerning obvious signs of cancer. So it's a 15 to 20 question assessment that we'll go through. Our nurse practitioner that runs the clinic will go through. And it looks for things like, have you had unexpected weight loss? That would be a sign of cancer. A skin screening. Are there any moles or lesions that are concerning of maybe a skin cancer? An oral exam reviewing, is there signs of head and neck cancer perhaps? A breast exam, if there's a lump or something that may be suspicious for breast cancer. So, and a whole litany of other questions that'll go through that might be a sign of cancer that's already present. And so if that's the case, you know, we want to guide referrals and things like that so we continue to do the workup. Again, I do think it's important to underscore this. We're not going to diagnose cancer in this clinic. That's not what we're capable of doing.
You're going to diagnose the probability.
Yeah,
that I think something's going on.
Yeah, I think it's going to be we're going to raise a red flag and say this is concerning.
Right.
And needs workup. But yeah, the first part will be that physical assessment of things that are going on. The second piece of the clinic really focuses on prevention. So that will dive into things you can do potentially to lower your risk of cancer. So maybe a discussion if you're a smoker around smoking cessation, weight loss, reduced alcohol intake, HPV vaccination. There's a whole list that we'll go through of ways that behavioral things you can do to lower your risk of cancer. And then lastly will be a discussion on what additional screening might be recommended. And so beyond just that physical exam, there's things that are beyond the clinic. So mammography, a key piece of that. So we'll discuss if you're a good candidate for mammography and when you need to have that done. Colorectal screening, we'll discuss through that. There's multiple options for colorectal screening. PSA test for prostate cancer, we'll talk about that, whether you're a candidate or not. And then lastly, there's a low-dose CT scan you can do for lung cancer. So those will be not part of the clinic, but we'll kind of give you the advice as to whether or not you're a good candidate to go do those additional kind of higher level screenings.
Okay. A person walks in the door. What can they expect when they go through the clinic?
Yeah, you know, again, we touched on this a little bit already, but I think it's worth going through again. It's a very nerve-wracking thing.
Yeah.
It is, again, it's different than a dental cleaning where, oh, I might have a cavity. Well, this is different because the assessment might yield, yeah, you have a really serious disease that's going to require, you know, really intensive treatment potentially.
Right.
And so we understand that, and that's where we want to make sure we're meeting you with a friendly, helpful, knowledgeable face
right.
To support you through that, because we realize that there is that you know, psychological barrier to coming to the appointment.
Right.
And so that's a really critical piece is as we go through these things, we want to make sure, again, it's different than just reading it on a flyer that home mammography should start at age 40 for women for breast cancer screening. Right. Well, what's that mean? What does a mammography look like? Are you really in that risk? What's it mean if you don't want to get it yet and you want to wait a few years? How does that change your risk profile? That's where, or, you know, maybe someone comes in and they've got a suspicious mole they're worried about. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that, again, we're providing you not the diagnosis, not the treatment at that point, but the insight as to, yeah, we really need to make a important, you know, this needs to be followed up on. It's something you should take care of. So, yeah, I think that's really the goal of the clinic is to really engage, provide meaningful education, answer those difficult questions that patients have, and provide some comfort. Because, again, big psychological barrier, it's easier sometimes to just ignore. My grandpa was a great example, and he passed many years ago. Mm-hmm. But he had a pain in his side for months and months and months and was afraid to go to the doctor because of it. Because he kind of, I think he already knew. He waited probably longer than he should have. And, of course, when it was finally diagnosed, it's stage 4 colon cancer. There wasn't much we could do about it.
Right, right.
And I think that's the reality for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so
you hear about a lot of stage 4 diagnoses, and that's the fear thing, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that really is, again, going back in disparities in outcomes, very much what we know is an issue for the rural communities, is getting access to that early diagnosis, those screenings, early evaluation of symptoms is a barrier.
Yeah.
So
how often are we doing the clinic here?
So, currently, and I probably see it being this way for the foreseeable future, we're doing the first Friday of the month.
Okay.
And clinic runs from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. So our last appointment is at 2:30.
Okay.
So that gives us 11 30-minute clinic slots per Friday.
Okay. How does a person get an appointment?
Yeah, the easiest way to do it is just to call the Audrain County Health Department. And they'll arrange
573-581-1332.
There it is. You've got that number handy. So you'll just call that number and they'll get that arranged. So it's been a great partnership working with the Audrain County Health Department from our end at MU Healthcare and the Ellis Michelle Cancer Center. We collaborate together once you've called and we'll get you on the books and scheduled and manage the clinic that way.
What's the response been so far? Have you heard any response out in the community?
Yeah, so we've had one clinic so far.
Right.
We had 10 patients come in for that clinic. It was overwhelmingly positive.
Great.
I expected, frankly, more hiccups and trouble as we launched, but maybe that's just the pessimist in me. But it was overwhelmingly positive from patients. And actually, the first patient that came through had a call back to the days of the previous clinic and said, "We're so glad you're back."
Yeah.
And we have this service again in Audrain County. And I thought that was, just a special moment knowing that we're serving the community in a way and a need that's been sorely missed.
Jake, thanks for taking time today. I appreciate it.
It's been fantastic. I enjoyed it.
Yep. That's Jake Kettle. He is the director of Ellis Michelle Cancer Center Service Line. And this is the Healthy Bites podcast here at the Audrain County Health Department. If you want an appointment for our cancer clinic with Ellis Michelle, give us a call. Once again, 573-581-1332, and we can get you hooked up with that. This is the Healthy Bites podcast. I'm your host, Chris Newbrough. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Audrain County Health Department's Healthy Bites podcast. We hope you will join us again next week as we bring you more discussion on health matters affecting Audrain County residents and the world with your host, Chris Newbrough. If you liked what you heard here, you can find out more information on our website, myachd.org. That's myachd.org. Thanks for listening. See you next week.